cliffcentral.com. I'm now chatting to Charlene Brouwer, who, you know, I've been doing some little Twitter stalking, Charlene, here. And you describe yourself on your Twitter bio as an actress, model, director, writer, blogger. But what I'm most drawn to is you also describe yourself as someone who does what they do with passion. What does passion mean to you?
Passion means getting somewhere and defying the odds. Like, I think your audience knows we're at the Durban International Film Festival, and I just had a discussion with a lot of other actors. And for a very...
What an interesting panel, I have to say.
And you how... know? Do you understand? I was so petrified. I mean, I've been in the industry since 2003.
Wow.
And
so that's a good 12 years?
Yes. Yeah. And nobody has a clue who I am. Which I prefer it that way. And, and to get back to passion, I've been doing it for 12 years. And like I said in the panel, I never had the opportunity to study drama.
Yeah.
I finished my studies through UNISA by working four jobs.
Wow, and four jobs.
Yes, I used to be a door lady at a restaurant.
Okay.
I used to work as an actress in a soap, actually a very well-known Afrikaans soap. I used to work for USN as a promotion girl and part-time booker for my agents.
And so then you also had to sometimes schedule in breathing and sleeping.
Sleep. Yeah. Sleep was a big thing in my life. So people, all my friends knew when I said I can't see you, they knew it's Charlene needs to sleep, otherwise things are going to end badly.
Of course.
But that to me is passion, and I don't want to sound like I have all the answers or that I don't want to be that person. I don't have the answers, but I have time. There was a guy asking in the audience and my heart bled because I actually understand what he asked. He asked, what does actors give back to people that don't necessarily have the know-how to get where they have to go to? And I mean, my answer there, and I didn't have the opportunity to answer, is passion.
Yeah.
Is I agree with Kenneth when he said it's not an actor's job to give another actor a job, but it is, I think, actors, directors, filmmakers, whoever, we need to give back, and we need to start workshops, and we need to start creating the passion in people that don't have the opportunities to study, because sometimes the best don't have education, they've got heart.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I, to get back a very long answer to a very
I
short
love
question.
It. I love it though. It was so philosophical, got me all
Don't
fluffy.
Ask me questions, no. We'll sit here the whole day.
All right, then I'll just sit here and I'll compliment you. Because rightfully so, you deserve so much praise, because I think the word passion really does describe you so well. You know, 12 years in this industry, you know, most people, if they are in 2 years and they don't have a billboard and everybody doesn't see them because they're just running after fame, then they're like, okay, done with this, you know? So what would you have to say to those people who really are just fame hungry and not in it for the right reasons? Does that sort of irritate you, or do you, you know, do you not take lightly to that?
I'm going to be very, very honest. I'm one of those people, each to their own. Once again, I don't want to sound like I have all the answers.
But I mean, in a, not a line out, what do you call it? In a castings, yeah.
In a casting,
I was about to say, like a line out prison.
I am 31 this year. And when I was younger, I used to be angry as an actress. I used to be angry because for Desak Anna, Neil did explain to you what the film is about. It's about sexual abuse. And I had to cut my hair, for instance. And for many, many, many years, I've been typecasted as in Afrikaans, you call it mooi poppie leë koppie. And it means pretty lady, empty head.
Yes.
And the moment I cut my hair, and I insisted to cut my hair, was to be taken seriously. Mm. And why I'm answering you in this way, I don't mind for the Kardashians. I don't mind for... When I was younger, I was very angry because I didn't understand and I worked really, really hard. But...
Yeah.
I think everybody has their own journey, and wherever it leads you, that's your path and not mine. And as a 31-year-old, and hopefully I get the opportunity to grow older, I'm excited to see where my path leads me, but I also own other people their paths. So
I'm saying that is why you're sitting on the other side, and that's why you have all this praise, because you're wiser than me. I would be slashing people's tires.
No, but how old are you now?
Exactly. That says a lot. That says a lot. Moving on. I have to
not
ask
to be derogatory.
Now I'm so depressed. I don't think I want to do this.
No, you're young. Experience.
I have to ask you this, though. As an actress, I'm sure you have that ideal role that you one day want to play.
Oh, my
what
word.
Is that
I
for
just
you?
Played it.
Really?
I just played it. Desak Anna was... It is actually scary to death that I just played the role that I've always wanted
to
play.
Is it exactly what you wanted?
It is exactly what I wanted to.
Wow.
I proved to myself that there's an inner strength that I didn't know I have by portraying a woman's life. And I don't know if Neil told you, but Desak Anna is based on a true woman's story. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity, it's based on two books. So the first book is real. She has been molested by a stepdad since 6 years old. And then the second book, the character I'm playing, is fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the responsibility to play a real-life person's fiction. The thing she wanted to kill her stepdad, but she never did. So to take that upon your shoulders and to say, it was... And I'm very proud. I know one shouldn't say they're proud of their own work, but I'm exceptionally proud and happy.
Yeah.
But if I can play any other role, I would love to play Sophia.
Yeah, because I was about to ask, if at this prime age have now played like a role you've always wanted to, you cannot just sit at home. You're done.
Superhero geek in the
really?
World. In the world.
Like Wonder Woman vibes? Is that what you're looking for?
Give them to me.
Yeah.
I'd like give a storm of X-Men. If I can play a superhero, I'm actually in
now
the process of writing a super South African superhero movie because I really want to play.
Now with this gorgeous pixie cat, I can totally see it. You'll be a fiery, wonderful superhero.
Give me somebody. My superpowers will be the best.
What an awesome lady. All the best for the
Thank
future.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you so
it was
much
lovely.
For stopping by. Charlene, all the best. CliffCentral.com.